I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts Weekend. Second Spring Arts is gearing up for its May Festival. Their 2014 competition for artists ages 60 and above will showcase original works encompassing virtually all media, including photography, quilts, sculpture, ceramics, stained glass, and more. This year, Second Spring Arts is adding a literary contest and anthology as well. Second Spring Arts makes arts of all types accessible for seniors and highlights the connection between the arts and the health and well-being of older individuals. They also promote research along those lines. Founder and President Nancy Hall and festival organizer and Second Wind Publishing founder Mike Simpson recently spoke with me about it.
We believe and we know from research now that people who are involved in some type of creative activity are healthier both mentally and physically. Last year, one of the things we had was a keynote speaker who shared the results of research that indicates that there's less depression and less doctor's visits. And of course, you know, when that occurs, it's better for the economy of the community as well. So we feel like we have a sound footing for it. And, you know, when you look at it sort of from a spiritual basis, everyone is born creative. And some develop it more and make life careers of it, and others do not. But then this is an opportunity at this time in life for them to pick it up or to learn something new. And this concept has been captured by AARP and what they call reimagine. And so this is a period of life that you can begin to do some things, to create, to explore, which you didn't have time or the energy to do before. So we wanted to showcase some of the best we had and have that as an inspiration to motivate others to become involved.
Having just crossed the half-century mark myself, thoughts of aging, what I've learned, wisdom acquired along the way, definitely at the forefront. And that's some of the criteria for the writing submissions.
There are some wonderful submissions. This is all going to be put together in an anthology that will be available at the festival. We'll publish it, and it'll be available, you know, for folks that want it. And the net proceeds of that will go back to the next festival that we're going to do for Second Spring.
Well, I don't want you to, I mean, you can't let us know who the winners are yet, but can we hear a selection from maybe an interesting one or two?
Yes. Well, one of the things that happens, those of us who have attained this wonderful being a senior citizen, I'm sorry, David, but 50's not quite there yet.
I'm on my way, though. I'm coming fast behind you.
This is a poem called Yoga Class. It's written by a wonderful author in this area, also a novelist, whose name is Susan Sermon. And she deals in a beautiful way with the fact that inside of us, regardless of the age of our bodies, inside of us is this 18, 21-year-old person who still is surprised sometimes at what age does. This is what she's written in her poem called Yoga Class. In the pose of a child, unexpected tears welled up and streamed down my face, supposedly grieving for the flexible young woman no longer evident. As quickly as they came, the tears stopped. When I remembered to breathe, through the breath, those stiff, immovable places softened. Through the breath, I discovered a vibrant, energetic woman of 70 still here, and I embraced her, knowing she is still, ever, my child. Now, that's indicative of the quality of the work that we received, and we look forward to sharing that.
Mike, you've whet my appetite for more. Did you bring in another poem?
I did.
Could you share one?
You know, there's a colleague of mine. I have to tell you, I'm a retired minister, and there is a fellow here in town who is a retired minister, and he's sort of a Renaissance man. His name is Bill Gramley. A lot of people know Bill. I've competed against him in the Senior Olympics, and I'll tell you, he's very fast. I first came to know him because of his artwork, the pastels that he does, and he teaches people to do that. But what I didn't know that I found out is that Bill is also a poet, and he has submitted several beautiful poems. One in particular that is fairly brief, I thought I would share. It's called Seasons. Someone spoke of the seasons of life. And when you're in one season, you don't know when it will end. There is the season of endurance, and you hold your tongue and pray for might, and a truce for your agony. As you lie beneath the covers, turn on the music and float away. The next day is the same, and you pray this empty ride across silhouetted landscapes will yield some color and end when laughter echoes across the ceiling of your mind. There is the season of regrets, and why you didn't tell your parents you loved them, and why you didn't ask that girl across the room for a date, and why you didn't quit smoking sooner, and why you didn't carry the ball when they handed it to you. There is the season of sorrow when you look through the yearbook and remember Ruth and that Costa kid who all have died, and you realize how alive they were, and you wish you had spent more time with them now that they are gone. There is a season of hope, when not only the earth sprouts green again, but your heart beats with a warm passion for the everyday chores and errands, and nothing can be less than wondrous, be it garden dirt or the distant sound of wrens trying to chase a cat away, and twilight has never been so sweet. That's Bill Gramley.
Really thoughtful. I want to ask you, just because there's this 500-pound gorilla in the room, the fear of the unfamiliar. Yeah. And I know it does not get easier as one ages. So what would you say to that person who may be on the fence about trying something new in the arts realm, but they're struck by this fear of the unfamiliar? How has it impacted you? What would you tell that person?
Well, I would say that it's worth trying it on a step-by-step level, just the idea of putting your foot in the water, you know, testing it out. I know last year one of the things we had was a testimony from a woman who had been in clinical service at the hospital and, of course, had never done anything at all in this area. And she took a class at Sawtooth, I think it was in pottery, and she was thrilled at the notion of her having created something on her own. I don't know what the pot looked like, and to her it didn't matter. You know, the fact that she had done something new with herself was very satisfying.
Second Spring Arts founder and president Nancy Hall and Second Wind Publishing founder and festival organizer Mike Simpson. This year's festival kicks off Friday night, May 30th at the Milton Rhodes Arts Center and Hanesbrands Theater in Winston-Salem with the North Carolina Black Repertory Theater performing excerpts from the musical Crowns. Audience members are encouraged to sport their favorite hats to the event. They'll be judged and the best awarded prizes. It'll be an intergenerational festival too, with Ann Gill from Dancing Classrooms presenting her students in live dance performance, and Nathan Ross Freeman will showcase his authoring action students and their work as well. Second Spring Arts Festival 2014 runs through May 31st, and you'll find links to more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. Live music by some of the Triad's best bands in a beautiful outdoor setting. That's MUSEP, Music for a Sunday Evening in the Park. This wonderful Greensboro tradition is free and open to the public. This year, MUSEP is celebrating its 35th anniversary by adding new bands to the performance lineup and new Gate City venues as well. MUSEP begins in June and will run through the end of August. Greensboro City Arts Director Jennifer Hance provides the summer preview through July 4th.
Down the road.
So MUSEP 2014 kicks off this year in June on the 8th, a Sunday, and that's a 6 p.m. start with the Martha Bassett Band, and well, she's well-known in this area.
Yes, so we start at 6 p.m. at Blandwood Mansion, which is a beautiful facility here in downtown Greensboro, and we'll have the Martha Bassett Band at 6 p.m., followed by Wally West's Little Big Band at 7:15. So those two groups, we have a little bit of Americana folk rock with Martha Bassett, and then we've got jazz, sort of a big band feel, but with a smaller amount of people with the Wally West Little Big Band.
And the Blandwood Mansion, to point out for listeners, I mean, this is an historic home that dates back to a governor of the
governor
state?
Governor Moorhead, yes.
Okay.
And it's an absolutely beautiful facility. And we set up on their front lawn, and our stage will be set up in the street there facing the big front lawn of the mansion.
So you get Martha Bassett Band with Americana and some folk rock, and then followed quick on the heels with an evening of jazz, the Wally West Little Big Band. And for those not in the know, Wally West, truly one of the finest saxophonists in the state, if not the region, and beyond. Greensboro Big Band coming back this year on the 15th, followed by the Philharmonia of Greensboro for an evening of classical and pops on the 22nd. And then, it's time for some funk and soul. And on the 29th, you've got Sweet Dreams in a new venue.
Yes, we're going to be out at Gateway Gardens, which is the newest public park here in Greensboro, and it is a beautiful facility if people have not been out there. They have a great lawn and sort of an amphitheater-style setting, and we're going to be out there by the big icon fountain. And so we'll have performances out there, and people will be able to spread out on the grass and really enjoy one of our newest facilities.
We're about to lock it in!
And some nice public art on display there as well, as I recall.
Yes, there's a lot of public art. They have butterfly sculptures. They have a really neat caterpillar tunnel with these colored discs where light comes through. They have an alphabet arch. They have just tons of art throughout that garden. So it's really a neat place for kids to walk through as well as those of us that are young at heart as well.
All right, and for those of us who need a little throwback to yesteryear, we've got some R&B on the program following Sweet Dreams with Knights of Soul, and you get some good blues and jazz on, along the way as well.
Yes, they're a fun group. They're a really great group to get up and dance to.
Following that performance in July, kicking it off on the 4th, you've got the special Philharmonia of Greensboro concert with some more classical and pops, and that, I'm sure that's going to be a very patriotic tribute.
Yes, that concert is a pops concert at the 4th of July fireworks concert. So we'll have a sort of pops and light classical concert that'll go on before the fireworks. And then during the fireworks, the group will play marches and some more patriotic music during that time.
Greensboro City Arts Director Jennifer Hance. Music for a Sunday evening in the park celebrating its 35th year begins Sunday, June 8th, with the Martha Bassett Band at 6 o'clock and the Wally West Little Big Band at 7:15 on the lawn of beautiful Blandwood Mansion. It's one of America's truly great historic homes, the earliest portions of which were completed in 1795. You'll find links to the complete MUSEP Performance Series calendar, a different concert at a different Greensboro park every Sunday through August 24th, at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. Well, that's all for today's show. Our technical producer is Eddie Garcia. Our associate producer is Bethany Chafin. And our intern is Andre Wallace. You'll find podcasts of Triad Arts Weekend and archived episodes at WFDD.org. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, you can drop us a line with questions, comments, and suggestions. That email address is triadarts@wfu.edu. I'm David Ford. Thanks for listening to Triad Arts Weekend.